All right, I think we have some heroes that are going to come save the day. It's B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. And so we put together a time capsule, our Chicago 250 time capsule. For America's 250th birthday, we decided we would make a time capsule and put in there a bunch of things that are like Chicago in 2026. And that includes a freeze-dried slice of Giordano's pizza.
There's an AirTag in there so nobody, you know, like steals the time capsule. And also to show how technology has progressed.
There is Malort, so people can get schwasty in 250 years.
There's the Lollapalooza lineup, so people can know, like, whoa, this was, like, the happening 250 years ago. And there's even slang words that we use currently.
Yeah. Okay. There is one problem, though. We don't have anywhere to put this time capsule. And right now, what's happening in our building here at B96, we're in the Prudential Plaza in downtown Chicago, is they're consolidating from two floors to just one. And there's a construction crew that is here. And Mike is, are you the lead guy?
I am. I'm the general contractor.
You're the general contractor. Okay. So what we're going to ask you, is there any way we can get, Ahmad the Amazing here has the time capsule. Is there any way we could stuff this in like a wall or something?
Yeah, we most definitely can find a wall to stick that in.
Could you really? Wow.
Yeah, because we have sound walls, so the sound walls are actually a little bit wider.
Oh!
So that'll help out, because right now that looks like it would generally not fit in one of our 3 5/8 studs that we use.
Like a regular drywall frame, it wouldn't
fit.
Yes, exactly. So a sound wall is like 6 inches, so we can definitely stick it in the cavity and kind of insulate around it and stuff. So.
Interesting, because we've had this, we thought we would easily find a place to bury this time capsule. But this has actually been a lot harder than it.
So we were like, what if we put this in the walls? And then, like, wherever you put it, just on top of it, the world's a little plaque that said, in 250 years, call you, because we can't knock it down ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, it will be dust.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a possibility that drywall will be dust at that point, too. But at least we'll give it a shot, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Oh, wow. I thought for sure the answer would be absolutely not.
No, I'm more than willing to work with you. I
mean,
that's what we do.
Let's put it in it! Right. The wall!
What are you cheering again? Did you just cheer, let's put it in? It's a giant phallic-shaped chrome time capsule.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
What I meant was, let's put it inside of the wall.
All right. We got a place for our time capsule.
Yeah, we'll take care of you. That's
all right.
Thank you.
You think it'll be safe for 250 years? I think so.
As long as you're in business.
All right. Well, so let's see what the radio biz looks like in another 250 years.
You know what?
Yeah. We survived TV, satellite radio, and streaming. So here
we are.
You're still here. Exactly. So.
Thank you very much, Mike, and the crew that are here renovating this building. And now we have a place to put this time capsule.
Oh, how exciting. Perfect. 250 years, though, you got to tell someone from your crew to come in.
Oh, I most definitely will.
Okay.
I'll let my office know.
All right. This is a legit company. They do things on the up and up. They'll be around.
What company are you?
We're JC Anderson. So we're based out of Elmhurst, but we got actually a feeder office downtown also.
Oh, sick.
So we do all interiors throughout any of these commercial buildings that you see throughout the city or in the suburbs. And
how many time capsules are hiding out there in the walls?
This will probably be, honestly, my first.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
This is great. All right. Well, thank you, Mike and the crew. Now we have a place to put this time capsule.
We were worried.
Yeah.
No worry, I got you.
All right. Give us 3 minutes. We'll give you a chance to win $1,000. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla coming up next. You versus Carla. 5 pop culture questions. If you get more correct than she does, you win a grand. So simple. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96.